Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Great Hurricane, 1938, by Cherie Burns. For Dick, Alex, and Jesse. Confronting a storm is like fighting God. All the powers in the universe seem to be against you, and in an extraordinary way, your irrelevance is at the same time both humbling and exalting. Francis Legrand. Introduction. I first heard about the Great Hurricane of 1938 from a friend in Nantucket. She explained that her mother felt anxious when visiting her seaside cottage during rainy weather, or when she felt the rhythm of the waves rising through the floorboards on certain summer nights. Her grandmother had been killed in a hurricane in Rhode Island that had swept hundreds of people off the beach, she said. I had never heard of such a thing, especially in New England. I had seen newscasts of the victims of hurricanes in Florida and the Caribbean, but their losses were mainly property since they had always been evacuated well ahead of time. A few years later, I heard again of the Great Hurricane of 1938. I was with a woman from Rhode Island who mentioned that her grandparents had both drowned in the Big Hurricane in Rhode Island. By then I had seen for myself what a hurricane can do. I was in Nantucket in August 1991 when Hurricane Bob hit the East Coast. I got a first-hand look at the damage I had...